Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The left fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brad Gulden. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The DH, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gamble. Porter reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards second. White picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on White. Chambliss moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. It's Yankees, 1, Royals, 1. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nettles moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Brad Gulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulden takes first base on ball four. Nettles moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Nettles scores. Spencer moves to third. Gulden moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Steve Mingori now pitching. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Gulden scores. Mercer moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Mercer scores. Randolph moves to third. It's 5-1, Yankees. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randolph scores. Gamble scores. It's 7-1, Yankees. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss juggles the ball. That's an error on Chambliss. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Royals 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Brad Gulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulden is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gulden takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Gulden moves to second. It's 8-1, Yankees. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-1, Yankees. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Brown now playing center field. Bobby Mercer now playing left field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Royals 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to second. Marty Patton now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-1, Yankees. Brad Gulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulden is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gulden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gulden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Royals 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. UL Washington now playing second base. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cruz fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lenny Randle now playing left field. Bobby Mercer now playing right field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teaunt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 triples. Brett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randolph reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Royals 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Goulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goulden is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Goulden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Don Hood now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Royals 1. The Yankees will come to bat. John Way then now playing left field. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fred Stanley now playing second base. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brown who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. One out. It's 14-2, Yankees. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Goulden and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Randall. Terrell reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 14-3, Yankees. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 14, and the Royals 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Chambliss goes all the way around to score. It's 15-3, Yankees. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Spencer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 17-3, Yankees. Brad Gulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulden is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gulden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gulden moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Mercer hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 17, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockhock moves to second. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-3 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lockhock moves to third. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 17, and the Royals 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now pitching. Clint Hurdle now playing third base. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 17, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cruz strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Wilson scores. It's 17-4, Yankees. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a line drive into right field. Mercer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mercer. Cowens moves to third. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gulden for a passed ball. Terrell moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 17, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.